Conway Turner has former Western New York and SUNY connections. She served as provost of SUNY Geneseo for 5 years and continues to volunteer with HOPE, an organization that conducts humanitarian efforts out of Rochester. If approved by the SUNY board, she will fill the void left by Aaron Podolevsky, who resigned last July and died a month later of prostate cancer. Howard Cohen has been serving as interim president. Conway Turner currently serves as provost and vice president of academic affairs at Hood College in Frederick, Maryland. What do you see are some of the challenges ahead for Buffalo State as you come into your new role?
Well, I think that one of the challenges for Buffalo State is to work really carefully with the community to solve the concerns and issues that the city of Buffalo really faces. When I was there, I had an opportunity to talk to several people about some of the challenges of the public school system. And as you know, Buffalo State has a tremendous and long and successful history of developing teachers and preparing them to launch into the K-12 system. And so I think that one of the challenges will be to how Buffalo State becomes sort of that intellectual space to really think about, you know, how to tackle the concerns that are in the K-12 system. And so I'm very excited and eager to sort of see that discussion begin to unfold and for Buffalo State to be sort of a leading voice in looking at those concerns.
There's a great deal of dysfunction happening with the Buffalo School District and the school board. Our superintendent is now resigning and leaving. Do you hope to, as you mentioned, lend something new, a fresh perspective perhaps, to help them lead the way and lead the children?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the reality is that our children are our futures, and we have to really, you know, think carefully and critically of how to crack that nut, you know, and make sure that we do provide the very best education and that we don't leave any children behind. And so, I'm hoping that, you know, I can lend my energy with the already tremendous energy at Buffalo State to sort of be a part of understanding how to move forward. I actually read this really interesting article in the New York Times. I think it was on the Sunday magazine, and it was talking about this really small intervention that really made a big difference in first-generation students. And so I'm eager, actually, to get to Buffalo State and talk about, you know, that article and actually sort of, you know, dive into what's being done as depicted there and see if we can, you know, maybe get a little bit of wisdom, you know, to add to our thinking. So I'm very eager to join that dialogue.
There are many options for higher education in our Buffalo and Western New York region. How do you continue on that track of enrollment and retention?
Well, I think that Buffalo State is a very special place, and I think that it attracts students who want to be a part of that. But it also means that as an institution, we have to continue to be sort of on the cutting edge, looking ahead, seeing what new programs need to be in place, what kinds of changes that we need to have in our existing footprint of programs so that we offer the appropriate programs for the sometimes brand new or yet to be conceived needs that are there in the community. And I think that Buffalo State very much has at its heart that sense of, creativity and really providing the best education for our students for now, not for the past, but for now and moving forward. And so I think that with that kind of, you know, important momentum that, you know, we will continue to be, you know, one of the shining stars in the area because we offer so much for students in so many different programs, both on the undergraduate and the master's level.
So any concerns of declines in enrollment and other options for students, you'll be certain to be able to tackle. Is there any specific kind of strategy you'll have for that?
Well, I think that different institutions offer different things to students, and that certainly there continues to be a need for online education for people who cannot get to a campus environment, and I think that we will continue to address that and to deal with developing programs that specifically build on the strengths of Buffalo State, whereas maybe another campus down the road can build on a different strength to address that portion of the population. But we will still have many, many of our students that will be traditionally aged and that will want to come to a kind of campus like Buffalo State that has outstanding faculty members that really understand the teacher-scholar mission, which is outstanding classroom teaching, but also education outside of the boundaries, which provides undergraduate research experiences, master's research experiences, and ways for students to really understand in a deep way their studies and in a way that they will be very competitive on leaving the campus. And so that, to me, is, you know, the majority of the impetus at Buffalo State, and it's something that they already do so well, and it's just a matter of continuing that momentum and changing as we need. Now, we also know that technology, you know, has been increasingly more and more important across all of our institutions across our country. I mean, you know, I was just reminded the other day about, you know, 10 years ago, the technological landscape was so different than it is now. And the kind of technology that we use to, you know, advance our education was very different. And so I know from conversations I've had with faculty at Buffalo State that faculty are ready to incorporate appropriate technology, build on what they're doing now, and to make sure that not only is the basic content knowledge really solid, but the technological tools that our students need to be able to use in a very facile way are also included in the education. And I think it's just all of that's a part of remaining timely and remaining the kind of institution that really is meeting the current and future needs for today's students. And I think that that's what Buffalo State is really good at doing, and I believe that they will continue to do so as we dare to be great.
I understand when you were here you discussed a possibility of creating a signature piece that separates the education of what's happening at Buffalo State for the future. What would that entail?
Well, that would entail having conversations with the various constituencies of Buffalo State, and really for me to begin to learn even more about sort of the great promise that's there. But one of the things that we need to do is do a better job of sort of separating ourselves and what we do at Buffalo State from other colleges and universities. I mean, many of our programs are similar, but what is that thing, that once really special lightning rod for the Buffalo State experience? And so it will start with, really having conversations and talking with people from all of our various constituencies off campus and on, and really sort of coming up with that one thing, that sort of that tagline that really helps people to understand that when you go to Buffalo State, it's about this, you know. So I really feel that, you know, what's needed next is to find that. And so we will start first thing when I get on board, beginning to have those discussions and beginning to define our signature.
Your biography describes you as a lifelong educator, scholar, author, and humanitarian. And another Western New York connection is you continue working with a humanitarian group here in the Western New York region out of Rochester called HOPE. Mm-hmm. And I know you've done some international work. Tell us a little bit about who you are, if you can describe yourself in your own biography.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that I'm someone who really loves the process of education and embraces the transformative aspect of education. I grew up not in New York. I grew up in Missouri in a very small rural community. And in fact, I was just there the last few days for my mother's 80th birthday. And so I was really thinking about sort of small town and rural communities. And so what happened to me along the way is that I went to college. And so that has just really transformed my life and opened so many doors. And my children tell me that I so loved college that I never left. And I think that's pretty much the case, that I found that education meant so much for me and provided a way of looking at the world and understanding the world and connecting the world that just continues to grow with every new experience that I've had. So from those small town roots, I really was eager to be a part of a larger landscape and a diverse landscape, and I've been very fortunate to be able to move into a number of positions with increasing responsibility that allowed me to sort of have even a larger footprint and using education as a way to transform young people's lives in the way that it transformed mine. So it's been a very, very exciting journey so far, and I'm just really looking forward to this sort of next step and what will unfold as I move toward Buffalo.
Now, you've had a 28-year academic career. What other things have you specialized in during that time?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a psychologist. I have an undergraduate degree in microbiology, but my doctoral degree is in psychology. And my focus of my research and much of my teaching has been adult development and intergenerational relationships. So I have been very involved in studying how people interact in across family lines and various generations, caregiving issues, and how younger generations support the care and the needs of older generation, and also how culture sort of different locations of life really impact, you know, how families move to interact and to take care of each other as they grow older. So I'm really an adult development specialist, but with a particular interest in intergenerational aspects. I've authored books and articles in that area, and it continues to be a fascinating area of research and study and exploration for me. But one of the things about my research is that it just has such relevance to everyday life, and so it's often fun just to talk with people about their own family situations and the growth in their family, because I actually have studied something that really everyone can sort of relate to.
And that seems like that would be helpful working on a college campus setting, too, to relate to the students and be able to talk to them and kind of help them out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that happens from young, particularly traditionally aged students coming into college, is that's a huge shift from really being perceived as a child and adolescent to really being a young adult, and the kind of responsibilities that go along with that, and really for them to get a firm footing, you know, on this new adult stage of their life that allows them to make decisions. And you know, sometimes they have a hard time letting go of sort of the parental, you know, contribution to the decision, and really sort of moving toward, you know, standing on their own two feet and thinking, you know, I can think this through and I can use the resources of a campus to really decide what I need to do. So it's quite a transition, and it's a transition from an early stage into early adulthood, and then from there you continue to move along. So I think it does provide, my background provides a really unique sort of sense of that transition for young people, as well as a transition for, you know, faculty and staff, you know, as we all, you know, move through our various parts of our life.
The chair of the Presidential Search Committee, Howard Zemsky, referred to Buffalo State's future as bright in announcing that they've selected you. He said you will be an inspiring leader for the school, and it really sounds like you've got some great momentum and some great new perspective to bring to our community and to Buffalo State. Your response to those words that he gave?
Well, I agree that that Buffalo State has a very, very bright future. I mean, I was certainly impressed by each and every person that I met, and I was impressed with the love for Buffalo, the city of Buffalo. And I think that with that kind of sense that, you know, we're together as a city and we love our city and we want the city to advance, I mean, I think that that can move mountains. And so I was certainly very, very impressed with all the conversations that I had. And I think the sky is the limit. I think that, you know, we can, you know, hook our arms together and we can find ways to just do tremendous work in Buffalo. So I certainly agree with Howard. And I do certainly hope that, you know, with my many years of experience and just sort of fresh eyes, that I can bring some new ways of thinking about questions that perhaps that you don't see because you're right there. And so I'm sort of eager to to bring everything that I've done in the last 28 years to bear on moving Buffalo State and also the community forward.
Well, Catherine Conway Turner, the next president of Buffalo State College, you will be finalized in your appointment by the SUNY board on June 16th and 17th, and your tentative start date is August 4th. Thank you so much for discussing your upcoming appointment, and we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much for reaching out to me. I'm very excited to be joining you, and I look forward to meeting you in person when I get to Buffalo.